So the end of this ois. Shall you need double lasers minions ois at the corner? You shouldn't leave anything off to do from that which he is tikkunah that he made. You just want to talk about that concept of making a tikkunah. Right. You know, tikkunah means what he meant is he made a list for himself of things that he wants to work on, areas that he wants to work on, and he's then making a kabbalah on top of that. He made a kabbalah to work on these things. He made a kabbalah to make sure that he works on these things. So it's a kabbalah on top of a kabbalah. So that's a powerful idea for a person. It's a lot of the avodah that what a person really should be doing is a personal type of avodah. Obviously, there's the general issues. Everybody, we all have to work on making sure that we don't say lashon hara. We shouldn't eating kosher food. I mean, that's not the challenge. Challenge is. Each person has their temperament. Each person has their challenges, their areas of strength, and part of their challenge is make sure that they maximize those areas and develop to contribute to Klal Yisrael, to themselves, to Klal Yisrael, what they have to offer. On the one end, on the other end, they have to address their challenges. One person has an anger issue. Gets upset very easily. Another person can't fathom getting upset, and he never gets upset. Like, just like, why do you get so upset? Like, just chill out. So I once had a person came in and I said, let me change the phrase. The guy on the street, he's homeless. I said, just get home. Yeah, just chill out. I can't chill out. I have an anger problem. Just get a home. That's basically the equivalent. So he has to work on it. And in his avoida, a small progress, where for somebody else it would be it would be minimal or embarrassing or worse. For him, that's a tremendous accomplishment. So if he goes from having 5 anger incidents a day to having 4, so he's still blowing his head top 4 times a day. He's a bitzadik. He made growth. He's growing in that area. I never had a challenge in that area, so for me that doesn't mean anything one way or the other. I have a challenge in something else. I have my problem because I'm lazy. Each person has their area. This guy's not lazy. He's always doing something. He has a problem with anger. I have a problem. No, I never get angry, but I'm always chilled out. I never get anything done. So I have my problem. And what's fascinating is that most people miles of their constraints. There's a package. Like every single meter has a good time and a bad time. The person who's an intense person accomplishes a tremendous amount that Moshe leaders gave, but he doesn't deal with things easily. Things get him upset, or he's always nervous, or we're anxious, etc. He has those challenges. One person punches, nothing phases him. He's always relaxed, always chilled out, never gets anything done. Right? So the person's mindless, they're concerned. So you try and develop to use your mindless when they're mindless, and to contain them when they're concerned, and learn the other half. If you would take all of the meters, right, and you assign each meter a letter, meter A, meter B. Our real goal is to be an alphabet soup. We need to have a little bit of each type of meter at any given time. But most of us, that's a final goal way down the road. Right now we have maybe our major areas of strength, which we need to work on to maximize those, and our major areas of concern, which we need to work on. So each person has a personal avodah he needs to work on. So he makes kabbalas for himself.
So then wouldn't it be just as good as to work as towards your positive than versus trying to curb your negative?
You need both. You need both. There's a discussion. Which one comes first? So Rav Dessler suggests that you should work on strengthening your mindless before you work on trying to curb your chesronos. That's what he suggests. But you have to be very careful with that. Rav Brian always tells me a story about that there was a fellow in yeshiva, like his being the kudah was that he took his time deciding something. He would consider and reconsider and reconsider and reconsider, etc. Which used to get on the nerves of all the people around him, because so one day he's by a Kamshul Levitz, he's by a Shmuz, and the Shmuz is about Reuben is pachas kamayim al toisa. He judged too quickly and decided too quickly, and he ran into something. And look at the results. And it's important that a person should be misyashiv his das before he does something. And he gave a whole shuvah to the shivas of being yeshiva das before you do something. So I says, you see, the shiva said I'm right. You know, he said I got the shmooze about yeshiva das. You know, it's a gevaldik. You know, so that was the. That was the. A person has to honestly want to have balance. A person has to want to. I mentioned I call the color war syndrome to you guys before. Right? Color war syndrome. Okay, I'll say it again. So I was sitting I start telling the story, you'll remember it. I'm sitting in the Tel Zeshiva in the summertime, and they have a camp there. Of course, a primary camp is what's called color. So they have two opposite teams, you know. Different meters, you know, whatever it is, opposing meters, and each team has their color, blue or gold or red, and whatever it is. And part of the they have to create some banners with the Maamar Chazal about their meter. So I'm sitting in base medrash learning, and there's also like three, you know, looks like probably ninth graders come running at the base medrash. Who's ever Reingold? Right, so somebody points out Reingold says, you know, they're on this team and they're working on this meter, and the counselors told me after the base medrash, Reingold will help them find some Maamar Chazal about the importance of that meter. Okay, so I helped them find a Maamar Chazal about the person of that meter. They found two or three Maamar Chazals. They wrote them down. They're very happy. They run out. Half an hour later, there's three guys running at the base medrash. Where's Rabbi Reingold? Right? Now, they're on the color war team, and the council told them I have to go get, you know, speak to Rabbi Reingold to help them. So I helped them. So they walked out. So now, I found three Chazals about, there's nothing more important than me to ask. Because there's nothing more important than me to what, right? And I'm telling myself, like, wow, now what? So X and Y are austere with each other. So there's nothing more important than X, nothing more than Y. So, like, which one is it? Right? And it hit me that every meter has its place. And every meter has its place because I'll talk about the importance of that meter. So if your goal is, say, so listen, this is the way I am, and I'm staying this way, and I'm interested in changing, and I want to find a Chazal to support me, you have a Chazal to support you. There's a Chazal about the importance of Yeshiva Das, a Chazal about the importance of Zrizis, a Chazal about the importance of being able to make a stand, a Chazal about the importance of being real, you know, giving in. There's Chazal about everything. So the other day, you know, if you want to find a Chazal to be your shield, to say, I'm a good guy, and have a Chazal to support me, I can find a Chazal, I can find a Shmuel from Levis, I can find whatever you want, and I'm staying exactly as I am. But that's not the goal. The goal in life is to grow. So a person truly wants to grow, he has to understand that he can't hide behind his mind. He has to take an honest look and say, you know, this is not it. This is not, where I am is not where I'm supposed to be. So very careful. Said, what do you mean? I know it's true. You know, I heard a shmooze about it. You know, like, be very careful with that. Okay, so a person has to make a kabbalah. I mean, I'll look at them honestly and say, where are the areas I need to grow? They might find 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 areas that he needs to work on, either because he wants to strengthen them or he wants to balance them. And that should be done over a process of a period of period of time. A person notices his patterns. What are his challenges? What are his strengths? And a person writes it down and says, you know, this is a picture of what I look like. This is how somebody around me is going to perceive me. A person who's with me a lot will notice I have tendencies towards this, tendencies towards that, etc. Now that that's true, a person says, okay, you're not going to make 6 kabbalas at one time. That's a guaranteed failure. Right? So the Rush, in his strength, wrote 24 osias and he made 24 kabbalas. You know? So for us, we can maybe handle a half a kabbalah. Right? You know, the Rush can handle 24, we can only handle a half. You know, the person takes one thing at a time. So that's what they talk about for Yom Rum. You make one kabbalah. It should be an honest kabbalah. It says, if you make a kabbalah which you're not going to fulfill, it's basically you're training yourself to be a liar. That's all you're accomplishing. You're training yourself to fool yourself. Yeah, I'm gonna never say Lashon Hara again. Right. And I make a Kabbalah, you know, with the Kanas every time I get right. It's not gonna happen. That's not a Kabbalah. Right? You wanna make a Kabbalah halavai that you know you should that twice a day you're gonna stop and think about being careful with your speech. Okay. Right, that's maybe you'll stick to that. Maybe you won't, but that's doable at least. Now, if you want to do that Kabbalah, what are you going to do to make that stick? Does it mean you're going to learn most every day about it? Does it mean you're going to have a notebook that you're going to write down every single day and night about it? What are you going to do to make it real? So, really, there's a concept called goal setting. So, each person has their dreams, what they want to accomplish in life, and there's the goals. So I have my dream, I would like to know shas. It's great, so I'm learning shas right now. No, so I take it into little pieces. Okay, so if my dream is to learn shas over the next 10 years, how much do I have to need to accomplish a day? How much do I accomplish in a week? What's my incentive system going to be to keep me going? What is going to be my negative incentives if I don't? What are we going to be the things I'm going to get in place which are going to help me? Outside motivations, I'm going to get some money to get, once a week I'm going to go shop a shoes with my Rebbe who thinks it's a great idea. So what am I going to do to create that framework that it'll be real? Otherwise, it's a game. It's a game. It's a joke. So then you hurt yourself more than you've accomplished. So maybe we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But let's hold it here.